things are, you know, there's been a lot of bulldozing and things are sort of cleared up here. It looks like there's some electricity in the bank and in the country store here. You know, so people are out and moving about. There's a lot of, you know, still a lot of debris, but there's an awful lot of large equipment up here. And most of the major roads are starting to clear.
You could drive into Wyndham?
Well, here's the difficulty is that you can't go up Route 23. There's a roadblock, and they're not allowing any press or anybody who's not, can't prove they're a resident in. So I ended up going around and up through Cornwallville. A lot of the roads are out, but there are a lot of people out telling you how to get through and how to get back out. But it's looking very busy up here. There's you know, a lot of people just clearing up things on the side streets. The one kind of troublesome aspect is that there's a smell of fuel oil all over the place. But that was also true down at the Friar Tuck in Kiskatom, and throughout a lot of Palinville, there is also a smell of fuel oil in the air.
You know what that's from, or?
I think it's from all the, you know, the fuel tanks that went rolling down through the creeks and were compromised by the flooding. You know, there's just a lot of petroleum products, et cetera, that have gotten loose and that are in the ground right now, or on top of the ground, I should say.
So, on top of everything else, there's something of an environmental nightmare out there too.
Right, but on the other hand, it's, you know, right. You know, it looks like the bridge over South Street is closed. I'm going to head over into the Tannersville area to see how things are there. I'm also hearing that there are a lot of people trapped in Lexington, and particularly up the Spruceton Valley, which is one of the only dead-end valleys in the Catskills.
Where is that?
That's up in the town of Lexington in Greene County. You go up Route 23, up 42, and then it shuttles back in close and touches on the town of Shandaken back in there. And there's a number of people up in there. From what I heard, the road went out in about three or four places, and the road was in difficult condition before the flood. So, in fact, Watershed Post had run something on the the Daily Mail had run a story on the difficulties of the road up there last week. So, now, standing here in the parking lot at the gas station in the center of Wyndham, the whole thing just looks like it's been completely rippled. You know, there's sinkholes all over. Looking in the back, there's at what was the Wyndham Spa, people are pulling out lots of material, just going in and out with wheelbarrows. Everything's on its side around here, and you look back farther and there are houses on their side and cars kind of mangled up, etc.
Is it just people cleaning up, or are there any businesses open, or is it just...
The country store is open, the bank is open, there are people at restaurants, there's a lot of National Guard around up here. You know, it's active, and there's more people on the streets than one has seen in ages. And in fact, coming up Route 23, there are people out at I think it's Charlie O's, close to where you live, and other places. It's I think that the fact that there's no electricity in a lot of homes means that people are getting out right now.
Well, that's one good thing. I guess I drove into Wyndham yesterday too, and I guess driving in on 23, or you said you went around Cornwallville, but I drove in on 23, and 23 had all these, the drainage ditches on the side were all washed out, and there was parts of the road that you had to sort of go around, and it was almost one lane at several points on both sides. Maybe when you backed around through Cornwallville, did you find roads out, or was it mostly possible?
There are a few, yes. There are some of the roads, especially once you got up here on the mountaintop. It's like there's a huge shift once you came into the drainage area for the Schoharie Creek, which was happening on the other side, flowing down towards the Hudson.
And it seems like the damage was much worse on the Schoharie side.
Yes, but that there's a tradition of that too. Back in 87, when there was flooding, water flowed down, you know, created a huge problem up here, and then it all flowed down and around and took out a bridge on the New York Thruway that ended up killing a number of people back then. And the same happened in 96, where all the water came down, entered into the Schoharie Reservoir, bounced down and over into the Schoharie Valley, and just bounced back and forth and took out like three villages in there. I think this time up in the Schoharie Valley, which is just north of Greene County and reaches up into the Mohawk area, it's supposedly been hugely inundated. And one of the oldest, I guess the longest covered bridge in the country up in Blenheim just completely disappeared. I think that was Sunday night or early yesterday morning.
In your time in the Catskills, is this the worst in Greene County it's ever been, or have you seen some of those other storms you were mentioning?
This is the worst. Yeah, this is by far the worst. In the past, it hasn't. It's taken out roads and a few houses, but it hasn't come down an entire main streets as it's done here. And this is after years and millions of dollars of stream repair jobs that were being done along the Batavia Kill all up through here and along the Schoharie over the last 15, 20 years by the Army Corps of Engineers. So, it seems that everybody has to start rethinking their infrastructure, how they deal with the creeks and water flows within their area. The other thing that it keeps getting pointed out, and I talked to several people today, is that those bridges that were built more recently held up okay through all of this, whereas a lot of the older bridges that were built for a different time are the ones that disappeared. Down in over in the Esopus Valley in Ulster County, a couple bridges went down and hit the main bridge in the village of Phoenicia, and it's been closed down, so there's only one way in and out of the village of Phoenicia. But then there are other communities up here where there's no way in or out right now, such as Spruceton and I believe Lexington as well. But I'm going to head up there at this point and see what's going on up in that direction.
Have you heard anything from Prattsville? I've been hearing a lot of that Prattsville has been maybe hit
the
hardest.
That's what I heard. Now, that's where I'm trying to figure out how to get that direction. Probably there's a mountain ridge road that goes over that way. I know that Ashland and Redkill, which is between Windham and Prattsville, are out. So I'm going to see how close I can get in that direction.
All right. Anything else that you want to report or let people know about?
Just that click-click noise that you keep hearing is, I believe that's the sound of the live blog on Watershed Post updating.
Yes, that's what Sarah just told me, yeah. So, which is the best place to find out information on the web right now about anything that's going on.
Yeah, they're doing an amazing job.
Yes. Yes. All right, well, if you want to call in any more today while you're driving around, we're going to be on the air through 6 p.m., so please do give us a call.
Okay, yeah, I'll call you probably every 20 minutes or half hour.
Okay, so as long as we're not talking to somebody else, you might have to hold for a few minutes if we're talking to somebody else, but you'll be able to hear on the radio that.
And you can hear WGXC loud and clear up here.
Oh, good, finally.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, Paul.
Okay, take care.
Okay, be safe.
Bye.